1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. About 10 degrees warmer currently than what we were yesterday, but still minus 3. Expecting a high near zero under mostly sunny skies. Wind chill warning officially has expired. But it has been cold the past few days. Cold enough that some ski hills in the state have closed. Officials at Granite Peak near Wausau say they are concerned about injuries to folks going down Rib Mountain. And they're also worried that chairlifts would break down, thus leaving skiers stuck in the frozen air. Granite Peak closed yesterday. Same true today, but they are planning to reopen tomorrow. The Sunburst Ski Hill near Kewaskum has also been closed for the same 2 days. As for how cold it actually got yesterday, the coldest temperature, according to the National Weather Service, minus 33 near Ladysmith in northwest Wisconsin. The coldest wind chill was around minus 55. Relief is on the way. Forecasters say it could actually hit zero everywhere in Wisconsin tomorrow. From there, it's supposed to get much warmer, possibly well into the 30s by Saturday. We'll have more of your forecast details for the local area near the end of our news broadcast. There's a group in town, and its mission is to save the Sheboygan Armory and make it a viable venue for all sorts of activities. Spokesman Kirk O'Bear appeared before the city council last night on behalf of the Armory Foundation.
We have started this Armory Foundation as an exploratory process to find out what kind of community support we have, just to deliver the message to you all, Your Honor, and as well as everybody here, that we think we have enough community support to launch a viable alternative either to the destruction or sale of this property.
The future of the Armory was left uncertain after Spaceport Sheboygan left for the South Pier District. Teacher Colin Catchell says the Armory can again host events like basketball games, the Hmong New Year, dances and reunions, and become a financial asset.
The Armory was a WPA project along with the courthouse. It was built during a recession to revitalize our city and needs to be reutilized again during this long recession that we have been in since 2008.
The group is currently circulating a petition to save the Armory. More information is also available on their website, thearmoryfoundation.com. A Two Rivers man has been charged with felony endangering safety and criminal damage to property in a road rage incident which occurred in the city of Sheboygan over the weekend. Mike Kinzel has more.
40-year-old Daniel Wright of Two Rivers was formally charged in Sheboygan County Court yesterday. Authorities said it happened at South Taylor and Washington Avenue when a vehicle driven by a Sheboygan man pulled out in front of Wright. Wright allegedly then caught up to the vehicle on Washington Avenue, pulled alongside, and then sideswiped the other vehicle, denting the right front fender. His own vehicle had damage to a side view mirror and the driver's door. Wright admitted to officers later he did it out of frustration. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
A Sheboygan man is facing numerous misdemeanor charges after allegedly breaking into at least seven vehicles on Sheboygan South Side over the Christmas holiday. 23-year-old Scott Popovich was charged after police were called by his grandmother, who said Popovich was again trying to steal her oxycodone pills. According to the criminal complaint, officers then searched Popovich's room and found numerous items which had been allegedly stolen from vehicles in the neighborhood on December 27th and 28th. The items included two GPS units, an iPod, and a purse with items inside valued at $400. The Senate votes to advance a bill that would extend unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed.
On this vote, the yeas are 60, the nays are 37. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative. The motion is agreed to.
Six Republicans joining all of the Democrat colleagues in support of advancing the bill. Before the vote, Majority Leader Harry Reid saying Congress should not be turning its back on millions of unemployed Americans who are in a desperate situation. Republicans who oppose another unemployment benefit extension say it will add to the deficit and that it may discourage some people from looking for work. The Governor Scott Walker administration is considering the possibility of doing away with the state income tax and replacing it with higher sales taxes. Critics doubt whether it's a serious plan, but Walker says...
Well, we're absolutely serious about tax reform. I ask Rebecca Clayfish, our Lieutenant Governor, and our Secretary of Revenue to go around the state and start holding listening sessions with stakeholders and other taxpayers around Wisconsin to find out what is the public mood for tax reform.
Walker says he wants to examine the options this year with the idea of potentially proposing something if he wins another term in November. For now, he says he wants to hear what people think about the issue. Sales tax holidays for Wisconsin shoppers will be discussed at the state capitol today. The Assembly Small Business Development Panel will take testimony at 1 this afternoon on a Republican plan to not charge sales taxes on two weekends in August and November. Under the measure, consumers would get a sales tax break for a weekend in August on various back-to-school items. They include school supplies and clothing, plus certain instructional materials and computer equipment. The second tax holiday would be held in November for energy-efficient appliances carrying the Energy Star label. Today is the deadline for submitting nomination papers for the spring election in April. Voters will be choosing city, town, village, and school board members. Mayor Randy Meyer is seeking re-election in Sheboygan Falls, as is Mayor Don Pullman in Plymouth. Members of city councils in all three cities are also up for elections, along with various towns and village officials. There will be no mayor's race in the city of Sheboygan, where Mike Vandersteen is in the second year of a four-year term, and we are keeping track of who will be submitting candidate papers for those elections, and we hope to have news on that on your Wednesday. Heading back to your weather forecast, we do have a wind chill advisory now in a place for the area. The wind chill warning has been dropped thanks to the rising temperatures and lessening winds. For the rest of today, mostly sunny skies, a high near zero, wind chills possibly as cold as 30 below at times. Tonight, minus 10 for a low under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 6. Currently outside, we're at minus 3 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL, WHBL News Time, 1206.